Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am reading the Supreme Court ruling. It is exactly as we said it would be, a crushing blow to the Second Amendment, a vicious attack. It is trying to validate all of the gun confiscation, gun registration, taxation, basically total control, not just over felons, misdemeanors, any, quote, mental illness that anyone in government claims you have, veterans being disarmed, a reign of hellish terror against our precious Second Amendment. And exactly as we said it would be, and then tonight we'll have the newscast, it'll be word for word what I said, because I know the enemy's operations. Second Amendment lives. Well, it would live whether those criminals said it did or not. Supreme Court wire, and it goes on with the headline, Supreme Court finds individual right to own guns. But then it says, we can ban and restrict and control however we want. So it's just like New York 50 years ago said, hey, you got to have a permit, it's $5. Then they just stopped issuing the permit and said, that's the end of it. So I'm going to get Larry Pratt and Aaron Zellman on today. We also have a lot of other big guests that are going to be on as well that I will tell you about after we come back from break. I have continued to tell the listeners that according to Department of Education documents, according to Department of Agriculture, Department of Commerce, the Environmental Protection Agency, according to the PhD papers written by the top bioethicists, top eugenicists, top educational slash social welfare people, the social workers, that you will all have multiple monthly visits very soon of environmental control officers in your home, in your backyard. Your children will be interrogated daily. That's already happening in most schools about what's in your medicine cabinet. What do they do? Have your children ever seen you naked in the shower? Did they walk in and see you naked? It's over. Your kids are gone. If you ever take a picture of your baby crawling with a picture of their bottom, it's gone. Your child's going to a rape camp where the pedophile rings rape. And I'm not, when I say that, I'm not kidding. I mean, that's true. I live right here in Texas where every facility of the Texas Youth Commission had public rapings with people coming in and paying to rape 10 to 14-year-old children, and the parking lots would fill at night and have gladiatorial fights, mass rapings, and nobody gets in trouble. The government is completely evil. You got a bunch of well-meaning idiots right next to pedophiles, right next to criminals who don't know about it. The Texas Rangers for 3 years internally tried to bust the Texas Youth Commission and filed reports that you can read on the DPS website that will curl your hair. And they were told to shut up and had to leak the information. Mass raping. Okay? And I see hundreds of such stories every week around this infested nation. God help us. The reason I bring that up is look at this headline. Government permission required for parents to kiss children or be in public. If a parents want to take their daughter or son to a public pool, that is considered a form of pedophilia. It actually says it. This is, and they're calling it the war on pedophilia. You think it's bad for parents to have their kids taken and because they have a picture of a newborn baby, you know, with its bottom that used to be on the Coppertone cover? You think it's bad that these type of things go on? Folks, this is nothing. Mainstream news. Just like they announced breathalyzers to be in all cars. Just like they announced every city is scanning your license plates. Just like they announced everything. It's all happening. They're going for broke, ladies and gentlemen. You hug your child, they're gone. You understand? You kiss your child's forehead when you send them off to school, you are going to be arrested. Do you understand? We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Appeared to be an assassination attempt a few days ago on Nicolas Sarkozy, who's banning free speech in France, taxing the Internet, basically a Mossad agent publicly. We got Wayne Madsen, formerly with the National Security Agency, National Reconnaissance Office, joining us coming up in an hour. Paul Watson in 30 minutes to talk about the headline, Government Permission Required for Parents to Kiss Children, Hug Children, Go to Public Places with Children. It's the same system in England and the U.S. You will be arrested if you are seen hugging your child. Folks, you can't make this up. I've got mainstream news saying all cars to have breathalyzers, everything face scanning you, microphones everywhere, everything being tracked. They're hiring felons in every major police department. They're hiring felons in the military, thousands and thousands a year, aggravated felons. I mean, it's just all red level meltdown, total insanity, twilight zone. I'm pinching myself every millisecond now. The government is so rogue, so corrupt, so evil. And their policy, and they've said this, is to go for total broke, to have everything be so shocking that we just don't even know what to do. Meanwhile, the public's on their iPhones and watching TV and partying, getting drunk, and has no idea what's going on. No idea that the GMO food is killing everyone that eats it. It is frying your body, massively increasing cancer, destroying your intestines, your stomach, your glands, every major disease skyrocketing, women's lung cancer up 7 times in 10 years, just diabetes up multi-thousand-fold, autism. Just young people everywhere I know with cancer, 20 years old, 10 years old, 5 years old, dying, just hell on earth. All the statistics exploding, foreigners running all over us, Americans being kidnapped, truck bombs, rocket attacks, Mexican troops attacking everywhere. In the back of the paper, if you're lucky, just the dollar imploding in value, crime exploding. The average person has no idea it's even happening. Good God. They've ruled on the Second Amendment a devastating attack, the most vicious attack ever. And as usual in this false reality, it's being hailed as a big win for the Second Amendment. We have Larry Pratt joining us coming up in 2 hours. Let's get Zelman on with him, too. I'm reading over the ruling right now, and we will detail it. It just came out in the last hour and a half. We will go over it in full detail coming up. Call everybody you know. Tell them to tune in at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. Then at 2 o'clock, we've got Bob Chapman popping in. So Paul Watson, Wayne Madsen, Larry Pratt. We'll get into the economy with Bob Chapman. It's just Jordan Maxwell for another 2 hours on Friday tomorrow, and Charles Key, a state rep. They've passed a law to basically secede from the union under the New World Order system because the federal government is no longer federal. South Dakota's talking about it. Ohio's talking about it. Texas has been discussing it. New Hampshire's been discussing it. Arizona's been discussing it. Senator Karen Johnson was on a few weeks ago with us about that. Because for anybody that actually knows what's going on, we are the whole country is being handed over to foreign assets right now. I just, for people that aren't informed, it's kind of like I'm sitting here on the deck of an aircraft carrier and kamikaze planes are smashing into it, and the public's out there playing badminton on the deck of the ship, giggling and laughing as gasoline and napalm explode and they're on fire laughing. I mean, it is the things happening, attempted assassinations of heads of state, the craziness, the checkpoints, the weird black ops that are going on, the military buildups, the CBS News reporting, okay, looks like the U.S. and Israel are going to attack Iran. I mean, just wall-to-wall insanity. I'm trying to get through to you with the incredible import, the magnitude of what's happening. I love this country. It's still got a lot of great things. There's still so many good people in it. We have such a great future ahead if we wouldn't let the criminals loot us. We are being sacked. Look up the sacking of Rome in 410 by Alaric, or the sacking of Berlin at the end of World War II, or the sacking of Poland by the Nazis, or the sacking of Khartoum in North Africa, or the sacking, looted. Look up sacked. In fact, let me just get the definition right now for people who don't know what sacked means. Let me type in the city was sacked. The city was sacked. The city of Rome was sacked on several occasions. But see, it's all being done scientifically. Let's look at the final main sacking, what they really call the official. Rome is sacked by Alaric, king of the Visigoths, in 410. That was the main final sacking, or a few after it. The sack of Rome occurred on August 24th, 410. The city was attacked by the Visigoths, led by Alaric I. The Roman capital had been moved to the Italian city of Ravenna by the young emperor Honorius after the Visigoths entered Italy. This was the first time in almost 800 years that Rome had fallen to an enemy. The previous sack of Rome was by Gallus under the leader Brennus in 387 B.C. That's before the Republic. Some historians see this as a major landmark in the decline and fall of the Western Roman Empire. Yeah, Gibbon and all the rest say that's the final sacking. You could still call it the Roman Empire, but it wasn't. We have been sacked. The vanguard they're leaving behind, the rear guard they're leaving behind, because that's the opposite of a vanguard, are just a bunch of Prozac head nuts who can't get women, who are just completely mindless video game players who are now police officers, who've been now 2-3 tours in Iraq. Their minds are completely gone. And I'm not even their enemy. I'm just so sad it happened to us. I can't believe it. Do you understand me? Do you understand the federal government and in England both? It's all the same government. has announced that you will have your children take it if you're seen hugging or kissing them or now even patting them on the head. This, and I guarantee you the people in the system are going to defend this. How do you even, why do I even have to cover how this is wrong? And, folks, it gets even worse. I mean, look at this news. Supreme Court finds individual right to own guns. Supreme Court says Americans have right to own guns. McCain, Chicago ban infringes on rights. 345 arrest, kids rescued in prostitution bust. The feds did this, and this ties in with the illegal aliens. Look at this. Police report. Mexican army members busted for home invasion and murder inside the United States. They came into Phoenix. How many miles is that from the border? In a home invasion and homicide Monday, active members of the Mexican army. Folks, they're running hits in Austin, hits in Indianapolis, Indiana, hits in Dallas. We've had car bombs go off, and they will put it in the back of the paper. Can you imagine if anybody else blew up, had a car bombing or rocket attacks in Texas? Rocket attacks. Hand grenades are thrown into newspapers on a monthly basis. You tell an idiot out on the street, the cops don't even know about this. This is KFYI-TV. Police report, Mexican army members busted for home invasion and murder. Here's another one. This is Bloomberg. Texas real estate slump lets Mexicans take it back. More than a century and a half after Mexico lost Texas in the U.S., Mr. Garza wants a piece of it back. A Texas for sale sign and cowgirls in boots and white hats greeted Garza at the Convex Center in Monterrey, Mexico earlier this month. A Monterrey developer and investor, Garza, was in search of foreclosure with property to buy. Texas is our home, said Garza, 45, who joins hundreds of Mexicans pouring over a list of Texas properties at the four-day event. Garza, who owns manufacturing sites and other land in Mexico, said he and five partners will invest $8 million in Texas. And then he goes on, I'm going to read all this later, saying they're taking it back for Mexico. There are more than a dozen towns now. I kept saying seven towns. It's 10. Last time I looked, and then I saw another report saying it's over a dozen, that do not allow English in court proceedings in the U.S., and Mexican flags are flown over courthouses, El Cenizo and others. And in the news, CNN does a piece saying how great it is and how cute it is and whitewashing it. You see, I don't dislike the Mexicans. They dislike America and Texas, and our government is greasing the skids for this. Like Ford announced they're going to shut down all their plants here, literally almost all of them, and move them to Mexico in an $8 billion and another $10 million deal. Over. It's gone. And they said, for globalization, they want to hurt you, America. You've always been the enemy of freedom. Okay? Or we've been the enemy of the New World Order. And freedom has been the globalist enemy. And they are doing everything they can to bring down the United States. And so I have to sit here and hear the Spanish radio and TV say, La Reconquista, we're the rebels, El Norte, these are the names of the stations, La Raza, and then you listen to it in Spanish, and it's, aha, the gringo, the stupid gringo, we're going to get him, we're going to drive him into the sea, go back to Europe, we're going to have the plan of San Diego, our Raza's going to kill you, and they have city council proclamations announcing Mexicans as the God race. I played that on my local TV show. The former mayor. Can you imagine if we had a white mayor or a black mayor and they went in and said black people are God or white people are God? And it's all corporate funded. All the big money's behind it. It's all a big joke because we're the schmucks. We're the cowards. We're the idiots that don't know which end is up. We're the mindless creatures that don't know that we're under attack. And so this is the mass looting. This is the place to be if you're a crook. This is the place to be if you're a multinational to come in and buy everything up. This is the place. This is where the cowards live. This is where the idiots live. This is where the self-deluded yuppies live. This is where the racist whites and blacks and Mexicans live. This is where the self-absorbed, focused on their own businesses Asians live. This is the nation where the people got drunk on success and are now falling. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95. and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1, or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back, and it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Even if you don't have children, with the new carbon tax regulations, the federal government says they want to start out with 5 million regulators who are broken down into regions, and they will visit your home on a monthly basis. They will inspect what you're doing. They will check your trash. This has all started in England. Just absolute total control. Meanwhile, government permission required for parents to kiss children. And then again, the government's five times more likely than any other group to abuse children, but they will oversee all of this. Government permission required for parents to kiss children, sweeping new policies set to be introduced in the UK, will mandate parents to get government permission to kiss their children or take them to a swimming pool in public, measures that are
poisoning relationships between the generations, according to respected sociologist Professor Frank Frutti. We're going to get him on. And we have links to the London Telegraph, all these mainstream articles, the government announcement. This is starting now. In fact, it's already started in England, and they plan it in the U.S. A quarter of the entire adult population of the United Kingdom will be mandated to pass a state check. You see, you go into the secret police now. They have all these reasons, all these tattletale reasons, all these signs to tattle, signs up all over England saying, spy on your neighbor, Big Brother. They even have signs saying, Big Brother's watching you, and saying, Big Brother's good. They're actually following the book. A quarter, you think I'm joking? Go pull it up. A quarter of the entire adult population in the United Kingdom will be mandated to pass a state check operated by a newly formed government agency. See, they're going to come out and make license you to be able to keep your children. Everyone gets the CPS visits. To have any physical contact with children under the age of 16 in public, including their own children. And they'll be, in fact, they already have local groups that come in and ask to see your license. I need to see your license that these are your children. And then even if you have a license, there's a special license where you go to re-education to be able to touch them. That means dress them. If not, the pool will have to have a facility where the government dresses your child. You think I'm joking? Just wait, slaves. You're going to all get to enjoy it. Total enslavement. But if you're an illegal alien, you can drunk drive, have no driver's license, nothing. You will be left alone, but the scum Americans, the scum British, the scum Germans, the slaves of the New World Order, the little passive compliant slaves will now be fully controlled. We have all government textbooks saying they want to break up the family. They're going to end the family, saying they would do this decades ago. I'm going to get John Taylor Gatto and Charlotte Isbury, former head of policy, Department of Education, on to go over all those hundreds of quotes and textbooks again. They are enemies of the family, sworn to destroy it. And now it's here. 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds send somebody a video of a beheading saying, wow, look at this. And they say, you're Al-Qaeda, and arrest them. Operated by a newly formed government agency to have any physical contact with their own children. From next year, the new Independent Safeguard Authority will require an adult who comes in contact with children or vulnerable adults, adults too, either through the work of voluntary groups or to be vetted, according to a London Telegraph report. In a think tank report, Professor Farudi highlighted cases where government checks were already being required by schools and other organizations for parents to merely interact with their own children in public. This is the state saying, we're the parents. In fact, the state of California ruled earlier this year and said, you are not the parents, the state owns your children. Said it right in the ruling and said homeschooling is illegal. Go read it. In another case, a mother was surprised to be told by another parent that she and her husband were CRB checked when their children played together. You see, I want you to have a government license to be able to play with my children, and we have them just to have our children. So you let the cowardly, weak, always, they always have this weird smiley look on their face, and they're real into being ninnies of the government. They love it. There's millions of them everywhere. They just love being slaves. They love having licenses for everything. In a third example, a father was given filthy looks by a group of mothers when he took his child swimming on his own in a scene from a Western when the room goes silent and tumbleweed blows across the foreground. As a result, ordinary parents, many of whom are volunteers at sports and social clubs, now find themselves regarded as potential child molesters. And that's another reason people only watch TV and don't leave the house. Because by the way, Paul goes through the fact that child molestation's way down and predatory stuff's way down in the last 20 years, except for government. And from Florida to Texas to Michigan to California, those are some of the worst states. You'll have thousands of missing children and they find them dead that the state had. Or you'll have public rape rooms where they have just hundreds of cars in the parking lot here in Texas at all the major youth facilities. Just Google it. It's mainstream news. And mainly police and judges come in and rape them and pay money to the guards. I mean, that's the Texas Youth Commission. Oh, you don't believe me? Go look it up. Hell has been released. Guilds of child rapists are now in control, and they're saying you don't hug your child. And they're going to come with the SWAT teams, and they're going to take your children, and they're going to rape them. And if they want to slit their throat, they're going to do that too.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Continuing with our report on the institutionalization by child rapist of a grid to sample all of your children. Paul Watson's written an article where every claim is hyperlinked to mainstream news. And don't you laugh at me, police and government out there who aren't involved in this. Just because you can't believe this evil's going on because you're ignorant doesn't mean it's not true. It is worse than I can articulate. And yes, they murdered some of the children, including slitting throats, in the Texas Commission alone. That's why I said that. And we have links where every major case of the UN, everywhere they go, they mass traffic children, fly them into Israel, Saudi Arabia, and a bunch of other Asian countries, like Thailand. Meanwhile, they'll then bust some local pervert scumbag for photos. And there are good cops all over the country locally who keep busting, they keep raiding these rape rooms and facilities and catching deputy Homeland Security heads. I mean, the heads of, it's got to be more than 10 states, the head Homeland Security guys have been busted doing this. It's in the news every 3-4 days. Senators, congressmen. I mean, folks, it's true, it's real. So I'm not saying all the police are bad. They keep busting their cohorts. There's a battle going on. It's totally insane. And then meanwhile, DynCorp Halliburton, and again, do you think I'd just get on the air on all these AM/FM stations and aren't sued if it was a lie? If it was a lie, I'd be sued. It's been in major papers, Chicago Tribune and others, that DynCorp Halliburton kidnap hundreds of thousands of women and children, it totals in the millions, if you go back to 2000, and take them out for sex slavery you name it. They also take them to huge slave facilities. A lot of it is like the boys are taken, it was described, to huge facilities where they have on islands and in archipelagos where they have huge brick factories. And the boys work to death with the adult men. They even kidnap men and have them at brick factories. I mean, things you just can't even... So a minority of it in the tens of thousands is the sexual stuff. It's mainly just chaining women who are actual slaves. I don't mean they come here and then they induct them into slavery and they can't get out of the sweatshop they live in and work in. I mean, they are chained. I mean, they are... It's unbelievable. And it's all true. Congress brings up to Rumsfeld when he was still in. Okay, here's the report. DynCorp running child kidnapping rings. And Rumsfeld said, yeah, it's true, and we're not going to stop giving them contracts. Meanwhile, the government permission required for parents to kiss their children or take their children anywhere in public or hug them or pat them on the head. And when this goes in, I'll be SWAT team within minutes. I mean, scumbag, yuppie, trash everywhere sees you hug your child. Good job. You just made a goal on the soccer team. Oh, good job. Oh, that's it. Life over. You think I'm joking? They say they're going to do this. Just like you take a photo of your baby crawling and there's even the side of their butt in the shot. Your kids are gone. And there's little spies at all the photo processing places. Or they'll SWAT team you and find a picture of your children in the bathtub playing. It's over. Your life's over. They are pedophiles. They want kids to rape. They won't even let the Texas Rangers release their full report. But the leak reports are, again, about bringing them in, mass child prostitution run by the state. Run by the state. I mean, that whole, you go down to that state legislature, folks, it is just a, those guys are buggering each other in the hallways. I mean, it is just in $5,000 suits, just totally effeminate. The men are all over each other, but they're kind of bored of that, and they want your kids. Same thing in Florida. I've seen in the last 5 years, every time they fire the director of the CPS in Florida for being a child rapist, it turns out the next guy's a child rapist, and all his deputies are child rapers. Of course! All right, I'm going to shut up. We got Paul Watson on with us about what's happening in the UK and the United States. And this is just one layer of the new bureaucracy where you get home inspections, everything. Everyone gets CPS visits. And then in public, the police come up and say, are these your children? Do you have a card? And then ask you questions. It's all about going into the secret police system. From all over the Western world, they train your children as curriculum to tattle on you. Just grade A classical tyranny on steroids. Paul Watson, as crazy as all that sounds, I just said you have links to all of it in the article. I don't think the public realizes that child raping guilds run the Western governments.
Well, yeah, that's the case. And I mean, the situation in the UK is that over the past decade, state abductions of babies under 1 month old has increased by 300%. And the vast majority of those abductions are by force, not by people giving them up for
adoption. And they leave all the foreigners alone. They want those white babies.
And it's obviously it's because they're paid bonuses to meet quotas. I've got an article out of the Daily Mail from February 2008 which talks about how social services are paid bonuses to snatch babies for adoption. So that's another motivation for them.
As much as £250,000 to adopt out one of the babies and then they get tens of thousands of pounds in bonuses. These are literally private agencies run by pedophiles snatching children. Go ahead.
That's right. And the latest advancement of this is, as I wrote about in the article, the creation of a new government agency, the Independent Safeguarding Authority. Some of the individuals of which sit on the board of this organization are involved with, quote, treatment and rehabilitation for sex offenders. That's certainly nothing to worry about, I'm sure. And
you'll always find they're totally obsessed with it. They're involved in it. Most of them will be convicted child rapers, and of course they'll also be into every other form of evil you can imagine.
And it gives some of the examples from a think tank report that's been released by this Professor Frank Ferretti, who talks about a woman could not kiss her daughter goodbye on a school trip because she had not been vetted by this government agency. So now they've got it down to the level where you can't even interact with your own children in public.
Can't take them to a pool. Can't get them out of their swimsuit into their clothes. They're making normal behavior bad because they are either A, abused themselves and mentally ill, or B, child rapers.
Yeah, they're the ones that are perverted. I mean, you brought up the example of a half-naked child with his backside showing in a photograph, and there was a case today where Asda, which is the British version of Walmart, it's owned by the same people, they refused to develop a photograph because they thought it was an example of paedophilia, because this woman wanted a picture of her son when he was a naked baby to put on his 21st birthday cake.
Yeah, they take a good, wholesome thing like, you know, the Michelin baby that would be sitting in the tire. Illegal!
And if you think about it, when normal people of sound mind see images like that, they don't think anything. There's only perverts who would get something perverted out of images like that.
Well, Paul, it's come out in our news. The local papers will say really bad stuff went on, but you go read the police reports, and they had to fire a couple thousand people, but very few prosecutions, and literally huge youth facilities with 10, 12, 14-year-olds with the judges and cops coming in and locals to pay to have sex with the children. And the government is bankrupt, folks. They're totally evil.
Right, and the flip side of these child safety laws is that there's another article today out of The Guardian. Child safety laws mean adults scared to approach children. And it gives examples where a children falls over in the road and the adult is scared to even help them out for fear of being looked upon as a child abuser or a pedophile.
Listen, I go to birthday parties and you say hi to the children, or they're talking to you, or they say something to your child, and you say hi, they won't even talk to you. It's creating mental illness. It's just incredible. Meanwhile, the public's trained to trust school administrators and cops and social workers when the government's own numbers, five times more likely to abuse kids.
And it creates the Stasi informant society, this order of suspicion around everyone, which mirrors exactly what happened in Nazi Germany. I mean, I mentioned it in the article. In that case, the government snatching all the kids was a precursor for Hitler's eugenics program, because Dr. Mengele needed plenty of subjects to experiment on. And
as much as 10% of the population by the end had their children taken.
Yeah, and what would happen is, I've got quotes out of a history book that I was just looking at a couple of hours ago. Quote, in some jurisdictions, officials from the institutions drove around the countryside to the smaller houses and picked out frail children and those with mental handicaps for transfer to the killing institutions. And the thing about it was, they didn't just pick disabled children. They made up emotional problems. They manufactured emotional problems.
Which is the same thing here, and then we have all the cases, whereas they don't usually kill the white babies because they get a lot of money. The black babies, they test pesticides and drugs on until death. And by the way, that was in the New York Daily News a few years ago. They murder them.
Yeah.
And it's all the same eugenics. Hitler got it from us.
Quote, public health officials, teachers, and social workers were also required to report children suspected of having emotional problems. Social control was exercised through the free recreational after-school programs and Nazi youth groups.
Now, you look at the programs in 6th and 7th grade, it says where they're now in a class for a semester, half the year, and the BATF or other deputized, it's a local, but they're deputized, and it says they're with them in the after school, they take them on field trips, and they say on the news, they report on their parents. I mean, folks, this is pure tyranny. Go ahead.
Yeah, we had a case in 2006 that I wrote about in Indiana, which is If a kid doesn't do their homework, they have to attend mandatory after-school classes, and in that instance, the school threatened parents with police and CPS involvement because they
were 5 minutes late. Are you kidding? They already arrest you in Houston. They already arrest you in Houston if you don't finish the quote homework. And it's all worthless. The school's just teaching you how to not think and suck fluoride and drink Prozac.
Yeah, and the parents turned up 5 minutes late. And they were threatened with police and CPS.
Threatened? Here in Austin, if you're 5 minutes late, they criminally charge you when it's not even in the code and take your children.
And if you're truant for a day, you have to go to a truancy court. It's crazy. More quotes out of Nazi Germany. Parents were coerced, cajoled, and finally forced to institutionalize their children. Lies and deception combined with regulations and decrees served to ensure that parents committed their children to designated institutions. So it's all about getting people in the system. And in Nazi Germany, they used the racist ideology of feeble-mindedness, which was defined as anything.
Well, also, a woman in, like, 33, it's a famous case of eugenics really taking off in Germany. They used it in newspaper articles, sent a letter to Hitler saying, my daughter's retarded, please let me kill her. And the Fuhrer said, okay, kill her. And then he went and saw the killing, and it was so beautiful to kill the little girl, and so good, and the skulls on their hats, and all the darkness, and oh, it's so loving. And now we have the bioethics boards and the eugenicists, and they're euthanizing the old people who are begging for water and food everywhere. And I have Wall Street Journal writers on who go witness the murdering people, and the general public has no idea what's going on. Just total darkness. Paul, I'm freaking out because it's all happening here.
I know it is. It's just scary. I mean, it makes me not even want to have kids.
No, you have to fight back. You have to fight back. When you and Ehan get married, you got to maybe go to a third world country or something. That'll probably be the last generation you can have free of them. But no, we're going into the scientific dictatorship of the one-child policy, the regulation, the genetic testing. They've announced it all, folks. It's all over. The end of our species as you know it, according to the UN and others. They're taking full control of our development.
And the way they're doing it is, you know, in Nazi Germany, it was the children that were designated as being incapable. Now it's the parents that are being designated as incapable.
Well, both. Exactly. Go ahead. Well, I mean, take the New Freedom Initiative that Bush passed. They say one half of children are mentally ill and need to be put on Prozac. And when they have you, 67% of children nationwide in government hands are on psychotropics.
Which is a rigged game in itself, because by these same laws, parents are afraid to even lightly physically discipline their own child.
And then they get out of control, and the state gets them and gets to rape room them. And then they had one of the head of the psychiatrist for the state, it's in Endgame, and he told the legislature, he said, yeah, 67% are on these drugs because they've got bad genes.
Yeah, and in actual fact, it's because they've got, you know, they're playing video games all day. They're not disciplined properly. It creates this clockwork orange generation of wild, unruly scum.
And then they put them on the drugs, and then they get even crazier, and then there's more drugs. Go ahead.
And then there's more violent crime, which feeds into beefing the police state later on.
By the way, cops, the government writes memos on all this. They're playing you like a fiddle. Go ahead, Paul.
So it's a perfect, I mean, they've tied up all the loose ends. It's perfect all around if you're a government control freak. More quotes out of Nazi Germany. As the war progressed, the numbers of children needing social and welfare services increased, and the directors of welfare facilities, orphanages, and other treatment centers were strongly advised to transfer children to designated state institutions and psychiatric hospitals. So, numerous examples of where it grew and grew, and even after the war, there were still killing children in these experimentation centers.
Oh, our government loved it and hired all of them and brought them over here.
After the children were committed, parents discovered how little control or influence they had over their children's lives. They had no choice about which institution or hospital their child was sent. Many children were sent so far from their homes, parental visits were difficult. And then it talks about how eventually the parents would just get a letter saying, oh, unfortunately your child died, here's the urn, here's the ashes, and that was the end of it. There was, I mean, a lot of parents.
They would always say, with hundreds of thousands, it was always appendicitis.
Yeah, or influenza.
Yeah, the appendix ruptured. It's the same thing here. They come to the black women and they say, we'll take your 2-year-old if you don't sign the 8-year-old over. and they take them to a medical facility, and they murder them. I mean, it is unbelievable. Again, this government is criminal and bankrupt and isn't. But meanwhile, they're coming now to say, your carbon footprint, oh, your child, oh, your neighbor saw you hugging your child. I mean, what has happened to us that we're allowing this, Paul?
Well, I was going to say, even in Nazi Germany, there were thousands of furious parents that tried to go to court and tried to get answers, and obviously it was a dictatorship, but I suppose they're having more of a reaction than Americans or British people are now.
Yeah, people like to blame the Germans for letting tyranny come, but in a lot of cases they fought more than we did. Hey, look, cops who like to rape kids and government people, CPS workers, you're still getting shot up with mercury too. You're still being fed fluoride water. God, you look at these CPS people in video after video online where parents have cameras in the house. It's always the same. It's always, you can just look at them. They're pedophiles, these big, fat, ninnying pieces of crap. We'll be right back.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Victoria's Secret. She does have one and tells the whole world on the cover of millions of magazines she's got one. A secret. Victoria's Secret. It should probably be more accurately said Victoria's Secrets, as it appears there are three. If you went to website AnotherUntoldStory.com, you have already learned the first one. The second one has to do with war. War between good and evil, and the name Victoria is akin to victory. There is an ancient true story of war that was waged with sorcery being used, where a sorcerer named Balaam was hired to curse a people. It's quite a story, for he could not get it done, so he devised a plan, a secret plan, a plan the ancient historian Josephus wrote about. Is that secret war plan being carried out today? And could it be Victoria's Secret is part of that plan? Some suspect so. So to discover it, go to website AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine.
Hey, Paul, you on tube? I've been on fire. Remember about 3-4 months ago, it was in the AP, WorldNet Daily, but we actually got the court ruling, state Supreme Court in California, and it said children do not have control of their children. The state owns them. We are banning homeschooling. And you have no right, the state will control your children. I mean, look, just like in Europe, they say we don't want the European Union, it expands. Just like we say here, 90%+, both parties, we don't want open borders, it continues. The government is a bunch of rogue criminals They try to PR sell you that black uniforms and checkpoints and cameras are good. They got a bunch of mindless idiots working for them. And we're being taken. They're going for broke right now. They're shooting for a million miles, knowing that if they hit us from every angle, they'll get a million miles. Or so what? If we fight back, they get 500,000 miles. I mean, they are just taking a million steps. We push them back one. They are just frothing, mad dog, crazy. And, I mean, hundreds of articles a year with the UN kidnapping, murdering children, burning them over fires, photos of them torturing them to death, all over the country doing medical experiments on little kids. I mean, God, we have got a completely criminal group running things, Paul.
That's right. The way they get it done is also the complicity of the corporate media. I mean, you can barely turn on Fox News without seeing another Amber Alert or something. I mean, in the UK, every single major child abduction case is just given absolute saturation coverage to the point where now I go to the supermarket or the shopping mall or whatever, and parents have got their children, like, harnessed up in these I don't know what you call them, they're like straight jackets with elastic bands, and they tie themselves to their own kids in absolute panic that, you know...
Meanwhile, fact, you've got all the numbers how it's way down.
Yeah, it's way down since the 70s. And then you've got charities, the supposed children's charities, manufacturing child abuse and child abduction numbers to get cash donations. So the numbers
are way down.
It's real
simple. It's a mafia. Any socialist government system wants to take control of the kids. Russia, China, Germany, England. The social workers were started for eugenics. Just go take a... class in any science department, in any university, all they're going to teach you is that humans need to be killed, need to be controlled. The Handgun Control Incorporated brags, says we have the children, we have the next generation through education, through public education. You pay to have your children taken away from you and literally destroyed. And to froth around getting sick with a bunch of other kids that are on a bunch of different antibiotics. And that's what public education is just a bankrupt, rotten system. We have their own government documents, and I've had the scientists and experts on to read the documents. It has been a 100-plus-year plan to dumb your children down, close case, and now it isn't enough to just dumb them down. Now they've got to put half of them on drugs. Now they've got to split up the families, and now the state is saying, we run your children. I mean, that's it, Paul.
It's, as you said, it's... They've basically declared war on pedophilia, and like any other war, like the war on drugs, they're the pedophiles, and as a result of the war on pedophilia, it's only going to increase because the pedophiles are running it. And I've got another quote here out in Nazi Germany. Quote, parents who refused to put their children into institutions were accused by these same officials of neglecting and depriving their children of needed treatment. Persistent refusal often resulted in threats. Parents were told that if they did not institutionalize their children, they would lose their guardianship rights.
And socialization. See, they always say you're abusing your child by putting them in a public school. They are drug dog, fences, cops. They are institutions. They are psychiatric, paramilitary death camps. Paul, I want to do five more minutes, and Wayne Madsen coming on. Paul, any other key areas you want to cover of this? You understand? You hug your children, you kiss them in public. The SWAT team's coming.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved.